it's happened after all. Rahul Gandhi is now set to be taking over as the new Congress president from his own mother, Sonia Gandhi. What if Rahul Gandhi was still Rahul Gandhi? What if Rahul Gandhi was still a member of the Congress party? But what if Rahul Gandhi was not the son of Sonia Gandhi? Would Rahul Gandhi still have made it to the post of national president of India's oldest political party? The jury's still out on that one. On a day when an all-out, no-holds-barred war has erupted between Prime Minister Modi on one side and the Congress leadership on the other, Rahul Gandhi only and only has his surname to boast about. Is his surname going to help him in battle for Gujarat? Is his surname going to help him in the big battles ahead in states like Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Rajasthan? Is his surname going to help the Congress party in 2019 Lok Sabha elections? If the answer to all these questions is no, then what exactly does Rahul Gandhi bring to the table other than his own second name?
A dramatic West Indies batting collapse gave New Zealand victory by an innings and 67 runs in the first test on the fourth day in Wellington. The West Indies lost their last five wickets for just 33 runs in 9 overs post-lunch. The domination was set up by New Zealand winning the crucial toss and rolling the tourists for 134 on a green wicket before replying with 520 for 9 declared as the pitch flattened out. Actress Pamela Anderson is not backing down from her controversial claims that suggested that the women who accused Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein of sexual harassment knew what they were getting into. The 50-year-old actress and model caused controversy when she appeared on Today and hinted at the idea that the women who have accused the disgraced producer of sexual harassment should have known what would happen if they went into a hotel room alone. The Baywatch star has now claimed that she was not victim-shaming anyone, rather wants women to be aware of their surroundings. OnePlus has announced the launch of new limited edition Star Wars variant for its latest smartphone, OnePlus 5T. The company has provoked a teaser video to build the hype around the limited edition OnePlus 5T. The price of the device is not yet disclosed and is expected to be launched in mid-December. TVS is all set to launch its most anticipated bike, the TVS Apache RR310. The bike, which is also known as Akula 310 and RR310S, will launch in India on December 6, 2017. Just before the launch, TVS Motor Company has dropped a teaser video of the bike, revealing some looks and design of their upcoming offering. The new TVS Apache RR310 gets twin headlamps and a low-nose high-tail design, and its concept was first showcased at 2016 Delhi Auto Expo.